From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Hurricane season begins this Sunday, and this is the time of year when emergency managers implore South Floridians to put together their hurricane action plans. Should a storm threaten, one popular motto to keep in mind is hide from wind, run from water. Reporter Lisanne Ramos gives us details about the latter part of that catchphrase.
The South Florida Water Management District does just that, manage water, and that's particularly important during hurricane season. Gabe Margazak is a public informations officer for the district.
In South Florida, anytime you have a big rainfall event, flooding is always a possibility. Our flood control system was built over 60 years ago to handle 2 million people. We now have almost 8 million people. Anytime you have a big storm or hurricane, there's always potential for flooding. You can't prevent flooding in South Florida.
Because of this, in the past 6 years, they've spent about $270 million in upgrades. The department says that in most cases, the flood system operates as it's designed. But there are storms with more rainfall than the system was designed to handle. That's when we'll see flooding. They also attribute flooding to other factors.
We live in a swamp, and it's a combination of elevations of roads, of neighborhoods. You know, in South Florida, especially places that are built up with concrete, these are places that historically the water would trickle into the ground, and now you have a parking lot or a road, so there's nowhere for the water to go.
According to the district, water levels are currently where they're supposed to be for this time of year. But just like Florida weather, things can change fast. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.
Downtown Miami business owners came together this week for a panel discussion on the intersection of homelessness, mental health, and the prison system. Miami is home to around 500 homeless people, and many are disproportionately affected by mental health illnesses like bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and severe depression. Judge Steve Lifeman is chair of the Florida Supreme Court's Task Force on Mental Health and Substance Abuse. He says he would like to see mental illness treated like any other illness.
You know, frankly, if we treated people with primary illnesses the way we treated people with mental illnesses, there'd be massive lawsuits and criminal indictments because of gross negligence. We have to stop hiding from this, giggling about it, stepping over the homeless guy in the street, because the problem's not going to go away.
Part of the problem is how much it costs taxpayers to incarcerate the homeless who are mentally ill. Prison is a destination for some. Armed with statistics on dollars and cents, Lifeman in particular says he hopes that the business community will use its influence to pressure politicians to come to a long-term solution. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.